The process of creating a transgenic plant begins by identifying an organism, whether bacteria, plant, or animal, that contains the desired trait or gene to be expressed in the new plant, and extract that gene or DNA segment. Next step is to isolate the gene that produces the protein associated with the trait, using specific DNA cutting enzymes. The isolated gene is reproduced or cloned in bacteria to produce sufficient quantities for subsequent steps. The isolated and cloned gene requires further genetic manipulation, called sequencing, to function properly throughout the plant's life cycle and enable the verification of its insertion in the next steps. Next is transformation, which is the process of inserting the transgene into the desired host plant. A wide variety of techniques have been developed for that purpose, including plant viruses, agrobacterium co-cultivation, and microprojectile bombardment, or biolistics. Those plant cells surviving the selection process are grown under controlled conditions into whole plants. These new transgenic plants are crossed with the improved parent variety to recover qualities that modern cultivars have, in addition to the newly acquired trait. The final step in the process is evaluation over multiple years in multiple locations, in both greenhouses and on the field. This phase tests the effects of the transgene and overall performance, as well as evaluates environmental impacts and food safety. Genetic transformation of crops offers many opportunities for plant improvement, including resistance to herbicides, protection against insects and other pests, and hardiness against frost. Furthermore, it offers the prospect to manufacture valuable products in plants, described as plant factories and plant molecular farming. Bio-based products that might be manufactured directly in plants include antibodies, proteins, organic chemicals, and industrial enzymes.